A prayer for the children of Israel. Self-image. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our children. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. We know that the Son of God has come and has given them an understanding that they may know him who is true, and they are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You who set your glory above the heavens, the Lord is King for ever and ever. You have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare our hearts. You will cause your ear to hear. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children and their entire house, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope, to them and their family, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, their advocate with the Father, in Christ we ask our Heavenly Father to release the fruit of Calvary over them and their house, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in their lives. In Christ we ask the Father that as we pray and declare his word, that he would expose and bring to light all false beliefs, mindsets, and imaginations, tear down and destroy all strongholds of deception, and that he would pierce their hearts and saturate their minds with the truth of his word. In Christ we pray that God would send to them and their people the Spirit of truth and reveal to them and their people all things covered and make known to them and their family all things hidden. Then our children and their family shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing, when they see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth, in Christ we pray that our children and each of their family members will find their identity in God, that they and their people will have strong confidence that they have been redeemed, they have been called by name, and they belong to the Lord. Our children are God's adopted sons and daughters. They are born of God. They are children of God. They are the brothers, sisters, friends, and confidants, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Our children have been chosen by God. They and their people are called to be saints. They are the elect of God, holy and dearly loved, beautiful, precious to his heart, and blameless in his eyes. They are a new creation, holy priests, vessels of honor, indwelled by his Holy Spirit, partakers of the divine nature of God, living temples of the living God. Our children have been called with a holy calling, being predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, sanctified, justified, and glorified by God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed them with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, may the Lord reveal to our children and their family that they are righteous. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for our children, that they might become the righteousness of God in him. Our children are worthy in Christ, the image and glory of God, God's very own workmanship, perfected, holy, and without blemish, complete in Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, their hope, in Christ we pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them and their people the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of their calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, which they are, and the exceedingly greatness of God's power toward them and their house, all who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Let all those who seek you, O Lord, rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. God has made our children to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under their feet. They are God's fellow workers, chosen and appointed that they should go and bear fruit, and that their fruit should remain, established in Christ, anointed in God, sealed in the Holy Spirit, and filled with all the fullness of God. They are joined to the Lord and one spirit with him, entwined with the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ and him in them, bearing much fruit. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory of their strength, may our children and their people realize the fruits of the Spirit and be loving, kind, good, gentle, faithful, and patient, filled with peace and possessing joy and self-control, humble, meek, and forgiving, having a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, in Christ we pray that the Lord will show them and their family that they are people of integrity, confident, bold, creative, energetic, never growing weary in doing good, strong, prosperous, successful, healthy, and prosperous, rich in mind, soul, and spirit, that they and their family are the salt and the light of the earth. They and their people are filled with the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is called Wonderful. May the Lord open their eyes so that they can see and know in their hearts that they are a loving and giving people. They are servants for the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is called Counselor. May the Lord break through every barrier, heal every hurt, give them and their people eyes to see the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is Prince of Peace. May God lift the veil from their eyes, anoint their eyes with the eye salve, that they may see clearly the truth of His word, that their whole body may be filled with the glorious light of His truth. May the Spirit of the Lord be manifested in their thoughts, beliefs, and deeds. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is called Mighty God. May the Lord God establish them and their people in every word and deed, and surely they and their people will keep His word and not deny His name. May they and their people continue to see themselves blessed by the Lord that made heaven and earth, surrounded by God's favor and covered in His compassion. Many, O Lord, our God, are Your wonderful works which You have done. Your thoughts which are toward our children cannot be recounted to You in order. They are more than can be numbered. We give thanks, Father, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave His life so that our children can be all that they are called to be. Every word that we have declared is true, for God's word is eternal truth, proven, pure, and it endures forever. Whatever God does, whatever God says, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. How precious is Your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, our children shall put their trust under the shadow of Your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of Your house, and You give them drink from the river of Your pleasures. For with You is the fountain of life. In Your light they see light. O continue Your loving kindness to those who know You, to our children and their family, and Your righteousness to the upright in heart. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness, He has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him and His love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of His glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards our children and their house, our thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. We will worship toward Your holy temple and praise Your name for Your loving kindness and Your truth. For You, O Lord, have magnified Your word above all Your name. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God.